Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews right now. And those lessons don't contain everything that could possibly put into them because there just wasn't enough room and time and space. There is so much in the book of Hebrews. However, these podcasts are digging a little bit deeper into specific verses in the book of Hebrews. And so today we are in chapter 3, verse 3. In a chapter that is giving us a great deal of background on the similarities and differences between Jesus and Moses. So let's read verse 3 of chapter 3. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. So in this chapter, the writer is telling us that Jesus is the apostle and high priest whom we confess. He's amazing. And indeed, Moses had some similar roles. He kind of was God's messenger, and he certainly, in a way, was Israel's high priest. He appealed to God on their behalf on many occasions. If you read through the book of Exodus, there are many of those. And now, a bit more of a focus on Jesus as being worthy of greater honor than Moses. Moses was amazing, but yet greater honor. Well, what kind of honor, or perhaps glory, actually, is meant here? Because that's what the word more literally means. Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 to 11 give us a bit of a clue. Let's read those. 2 Corinthians 3, 7 to 11. Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory, fading though it was, long sentence, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? If the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if what was fading away came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts? So the writer is reminding his readers that the Mosaic covenant, the laws given to Moses, were only ever intended to be a temporary arrangement with God's people. There was always a new covenant to come, and that new covenant to come was going to have to be brought into effect by a new messenger. That messenger would have to be superior to the old messenger, Jesus to Moses, because otherwise how would the message be superior? And the person to put it into effect would have to be more glorious, more amazing. Jesus is a greater high priest than Moses ever was, a greater intercessor representing the people to God than ever Moses could be. A new law needs, later on he will argue, a new priest. And that new priest needs to be superior. How could a new priest be superior to the old priests unless he was perfect? And of course, for that he had to be divine. And that's what Jesus indeed was and is. We'll come more onto that as we look at chapters 7, 8, 9, and so on. So we'll come back to that later. But here, this is what he's saying. He says Jesus is found worthy of greater honor than Moses because he built the thing. It's his household. Because we are brothers of Jesus. We are part of this household, the family of God. So we have a comparison between Moses and Jesus that shows us how great Jesus was. And just as a side point here, this is why it's so important for Christians to know their Old Testament. If we don't understand who Moses was, how amazing he was, we don't get a proper picture of how amazing Jesus was. Perhaps today is a good day to go back and read a bit about Moses to get the picture. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 4 and 5, but until then, if you want to know more about our church work, we're at nwlcc.org, and you could email me, malcolm.coxiccmissions.org, and you can find us in iTunes. Look for MCCX in podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.